Today is Wednesday, July 15th, 2020. MLB The Show will mirror the real-life season schedule, and Google announces 16 new Stadia games. All this and more on today's edition of the Gamer Daily News Podcast. All the biggest gaming news stories delivered in less than 10 minutes. I'm very happy you're here. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Happy Hump Day. It's my favorite day of the week. Let's do this. Over at GameSpot, MLB The Show 20 will now mirror the real-life 60-game season schedule happening this year. That's right, MLB The Show 20 released in March, just as social distancing was starting to happen amid the COVID-19 pandemic, and the standard 162-game baseball season still looked like a possibility. Now, with a new match schedule in place for a reduced season, the PS4 exclusive game is updating one of its modes to reflect this. The Show Nation has provided an update on how the 2020 season will play out in-game now that the MLB season is starting. The big change is that Play Now Live will mirror the real-life 60-game schedule, so you'll be able to play along with the real season. There has not been enough time for the team at San Diego Studio to implement similar changes across the entire game, though. So in other modes, details like season length, rules, and schedule will remain in line with a 162-game season. The size of crowds in the game will also not be affected. It will still be realistic, but it won't resemble the 2020 season. And really, any escape from 2020, let's be honest at this point, is super welcome. Live content will continue to update in line with the real world in the lead up to the World Series as well. Here are the other changes noted directly from the developer. Roster updates are back, Tops Now Moments return, and monthly awards will crown the best performances from around the league each month in new programs. I'm very excited for baseball season. I'm very excited for MLB 20. Let's get back to normal, people. Let's get back to normal. In another news story over at GameSpot, Sony is now preparing 9 to 10 million PS5 consoles for production. That's right, a new report from the Nikkei Asian Review has some interesting details on the PlayStation 5. The site's resources claim that Sony is significantly increasing its shipment projection for the next generation console. This comes after a report from April said PS5's launch supply could be lower than PS4, but now that apparently will not be the case. The company has increased its production orders from 6 million to 9 million units, though the window of time for their production has not been mentioned in the report. These units will be assembled at Sony's new factory in Japan, where robots outnumber humans. Separately, Bloomberg reported that Sony is aiming to produce 10 million PS5 consoles by the end of 2020. Quote, the electronics giant has informed assembly partners and suppliers it's radically increasing orders for its next generation console. Though logistics may yet pose a challenge to delivering all those machines on time for the holiday shopping season, the people said asking to remain anonymous. This is a report over at Bloomberg. Nikkei's sources mentioned that order numbers could change in either direction based on market demand, so the 9 to 10 million figure is likely not set in stone. The same Nikkei Asian Review report said Facebook is looking to increase the production of Oculus Rift virtual reality headset to 2 million units. Recently, a pre-order page for the PS5 went live on Amazon, prompting some people to speculate that Sony might announce a release date and price soon. As of yet, that hasn't happened, but the console is confirmed to release this holiday season. And in a new story over at PC Gamer, PUBG has sold 70 million copies. Just over 3 years after it launched, PUBG has sold 70 million copies. That's excluding the very popular mobile version. The 70 million figure applies to the PS, Xbox One, and PS4 versions combined, according to GamesIndustry.biz. Naturally, the pace of sales has slowed since its early access debut in early 2017. PUBG Corp. reported 50 million sales in June 2018, but in an age of very powerful free-to-play competitors like Fortnite and Apex Legends, it's not shabby at all, and despite losing the Battle Royale spotlight, its community is thriving. The shooter's mobile version is faring well as well. In fact, it's arguably doing better. As of June last year, it had amassed 400 million downloads with 50 million daily active users. PUBG Corporation announced today that the game's next season, Season 8, will launch on July 22nd. It'll boast a remastered Sandhook map and loot-filled trucks. Congratulations to PUBG, 70 million. It's a fantastic number. And finally, we haven't heard a lot from Google Stadia in a while. However, they had a conference yesterday, and it looks like Google has announced 16 new Stadia games, including 5 new exclusives. This is a new story over at Eurogamer. Google has announced 16 new games coming to streaming service Stadia, including 5 exclusives. Outcasters is an only on Stadia game from Gears Tactics and Brink developer Splash Damage. It's a colorful, competitive online multiplayer top-down shooter in which you can curve your shots. Go check that out over on YouTube. Orcs Must Die 3 is also an only on Stadia game. Robot Entertainment's sequel sees players fight against huge orc armies, and it's playable in Stadia Pro now or cost $29.99 without Pro. Google said other developers working on only on Stadia games include Harmonix, which is the Rock Band developer, Uppercut Games, and Supermassive Games. It didn't reveal the games these developers are working on, however. New games coming to Stadia that are not exclusives include Superman Bomberman Online, that's coming in autumn 2020. One Hand Clapping, that's on early access and is live now. Dead by Daylight is going to be cross-play on all platforms, cross-progression with the Nintendo Switch and PC. PUBG Season 8 is on July 30th. Hitman and Hitman 2, both are coming the 1st of September 2020. And Hitman 3 is coming January 2021. Serious Sam 4 is also on the Stadia and PC only at launch, and that's coming in August. Outriders is Christmas 2020. WWE 2K Battlegrounds is coming the 18th of September. PGA Tour 2K21, that's a game I'm super excited for, is coming in August. NBA 2K21 is coming in the autumn. Sekiro Shadows Die Twice is also coming in autumn. And Hello Neighbor is the September 20th, 2020 release. Regardless, it is interesting that we finally got some news from Stadia. It's good to see that they're coming out with more exclusives and that we're getting a lot bigger library that's coming to the Google Stadia. That's what ultimately is going to hinder it. I'm very interested in the Google Stadia experiment. I want to see how it does. I want to see what they do to make out a piece of the market for themselves. It's going to be interesting. And that does us for today, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for being here. I hope you've had a fantastic week. I hope your Wednesday goes really well. If you haven't yet, please head over to Apple Podcasts, rate, review, and subscribe to us there. It really helps the show. I really appreciate it. I love you guys. Have a great Wednesday, and we'll see you first thing tomorrow morning.